This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 13th. God's word to you today is track record. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 136, verses 10 to 13 from the New King James Version, and it says, "To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, and brought out Israel from among them, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever." Asaph took some practical steps to demolish his doubts. The first doubt buster we see in Psalm 77 is, remember God's track record. You and I must remember God's track record. Psalm 77 verses 11 to 12 says, "But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works." Recalling has to do with the mind. Bringing the memory of what God has done together in your mind. Reconstructing every detail of every miracle God has done. The truth is, the memory is a friend to faith. Whether you will be filled with doubts or filled with faith depends on what you remember, on what is filling your thoughts. Flying is such an amazing experience. People get onto a plane and sit with about 400 plus people. The plane goes up to about 3,500 feet in the air, going at least 9,000 kilometers per hour. Have you noticed that on such flights, there is hardly anyone having a panic attack? Some people are sleeping, some are reading a newspaper or a book, some are playing games or watching a movie. You yourself are probably eating. Why do you think people do not panic, in spite of the risks associated with flying? The aircraft goes over mountains and over the ocean, yet people do not lose sleep. It is because of the track record of the airline. If you are to travel 14 hours by air, and you are to choose between an airline that has a questionable track record and one with a good track record, which will you choose? The truth is, if you're going to trust your life to any airline, it most probably would be the one that has a better track record, no matter the costs. The reason no one checks if the aircraft has been fueled before takeoff, or checks that there are actually pilots in the aircraft even when we do not see them. The reason we are not worried if the instruments are working, but we just take our seats, fasten our seat belts, and sometimes sleep off. The reason we commit our lives into the hands of pilots, drunk or sober, is because of the track record of the airplane. The truth is, God has a track record of keeping his people. In fact, the stories in the Bible are scientifically verifiable. It is verified that there is a nation called Israel that lived in Egypt. It is historically proven that it was a Jewish national that designed the pyramids. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
God of yesterday, God of today, my God of tomorrow, you're still the same. My very present help in time of need, I will not forget you all my days. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.